Stanley Milat.
Good evening, friends. Presenting a trip through the Oregon with gun and camera, hunting the dying diapason with the touch system. You see, everything about a pipe organ is strictly a matter of touch. I touch a key, and out comes a flute. And I touch this one, and out comes a horn. I touch this one, and strings result. Or at least a reasonable facsimile of a violin. Well, I touch Flynn, and I get turned down. He touches me, same thing happens. So we both touch Baxter, and he's broke too. But anyhow, the idea of this squib is to show you how much there is to a pipe organ. All right, put on your earmuffs, your galoshes, and watch for the buzz bombs. Here we go. We are now in the middle of a storm. Listen to the thunder.
And the lightning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Current is being rationed for the war effort. But what comes now? A little dog. A little lost dog barking in the wilderness. Oh, poor little thing. Oh, where's the whistler? Ah, oh, Darhi. And no doubt Whistler's mother is not far behind. And so we draw the curtain on this pastoral scene, and we find ourselves next in sunny Spain. A cucaracha! A ha-cha-cha-cha! Presto! And we find ourselves in the mysterious realm of the Orient. And now, presto again! This begins to sound like a battery commercial. We go to the circus, and we hear the sideshow barker.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. Take this hammer, mister. Hit hard enough and ring this gong and win a cigar. And sit right over there.
Ah, the gentleman wins a cigar.
What? No cigarettes?
Cigarettes? What a lay, mister. Well, here we are in traffic. Traffic's dizzy whirl, horns blowing right and left. Sounds like a raspberry, but it isn't. That's an automobile horn, and it's on the organ. Uh-oh, here's another fire. My goodness gracious, it's getting to be a Birmingham habit. Afraid our dear old grandmother in Greater Pratt City has been caught in the fire, so we give her a ring on the phone. Hello, Grandma. Are you all right?
Yes, Grandpa. I'm just playing on my music box, that's all.
Well, what else have Grandma's got to do these days? Or Mama. Or granddaughter, what with a manpower shortage. Of course, the organ has many varied moods, many of which are not all facetious. For example, it can inspire you with a noble hymn like this. Junior to sleep with a lullaby like this. The snores, incidentally, are flesh entertainment. No one has as yet invented an organ that can snore. That is left for the listener. But to continue, we find that the organ can be played with both hands. The right hand, the left hand, and the feet. Psychiatrists have noted for quite some time that organists are slightly balmy because they use everything but their head. So if you would avoid dementia diapason, don't take up the organ or you will go. And you might find yourself imitating, for example, a parade. Something like this. Or you might find yourself going completely berserk and dashing in where angels fear to tread with a bit of groovy rhythm, hot off the organic griddle, as it were, like this. We conclude our sight unseen trip through the organ, and we hope you've enjoyed it.
And that, friends, winds up an intimate glimpse backstage or behind the mic here at WAPI. Be on hand with us next week at this time, and it will be our privilege to introduce the ladies, the gals who punch the typewriters, sing the songs, write the copy, sell the time, for the Voice of Alabama. This is Roy Flynn inviting you to tune in next Saturday evening for Behind the Scenes at WAPI.